This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Happy Times podcast. Today we're gonna have a little guest, but it's not just any guest. Let's see who it is.
Welcome to the Happy Times podcast.
So a while ago, I asked you guys to kind of give me an idea of what you wanted to talk about, if there was anything that you wanted to talk about. A lot of people reach out to me for advice, and I always think it would be great if we can turn this into some sort of content that I can kind of share with the world and share with you guys, because I think there's a lot of you who don't understand that you guys can help each other out. You as individuals can create this community and help each other out. So today we are going to be talking with a guy named Philip. He's a patron on this, and he's a listener. He's a viewer. He's a supporter. His name is Philip Robson, and we're gonna give a little chat. I think he has some questions that he wants to ask. So we're gonna give him a nice little call. I'm calling him on Skype, and let's see if he answers. Joey's the one time Joey's popular. It goes off on a freaking podcast. Okay, let's give him a little call.
Boom, boom, doo, boom, boom, boom. Hey.
Hello. Where are you from?
The UK. Near the border with Scotland.
Oh, cool. That's so cool how, like, it just blows my mind how the world is literally so small.
Yeah, with technology now, it's tiny, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's literally the smallest thing. I mean, I'm able to talk with anybody from all over the world in seconds. There's not many males around my neck of the woods following me. So whereabouts did you hear about me?
Where did I find you?
Yeah, or where did you find the podcast?
It was through my friend Paige. She was the one that sort of introduced me to you.
Paige Kelsey.
Yeah.
Ah. See, everyone's like, "Oh, Joey doesn't pay attention. I know everything."
She'll start and scream.
that's awesome. First off, thank you very much for all the support and hopping on Patreon. Like, that's something new. That's something I'm trying out. And every single time I try new things, or like I do a book or I do a podcast or I'm doing new things, it's all literally trial and error. And it means the world that, like, I have supporters there to kind of jump on board with me. And no one yells at me if I mess up. So that's pretty cool.
No, of course.
That's pretty dope.
Even though when you keep saying that you feel like guilty, or, you know, like your first post on your Patreon, you feel guilty. Like, nobody blames you for, you know, being safe. Nobody blames you for not posting. We all live our lives, you know.
Yeah, I felt so bad because I was going to the Dominican, and then I come back and I'm like, I literally can't do this. I did feel bad. I'm pretty bad at that. I'm always like promoting stuff, but I'm like, ugh, I feel bad I have to promote, but it's better for you guys. Like, I'll have a merch sale and I'll be like, I feel bad that I have to promote. It's so annoying. But then it's really not a bad thing. It's a good thing for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So you commented on the Patreon, and I forget what you said. Do you remember what the topic was?
It was something like, at the minute, like right now, I'm busy trying to write my dissertation for my degree.
Right, it was about school. It was school related.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'll graduate in June.
Mm-hmm.
And I have like a few different options, and I just don't really know, you know, trying to, it was, what I said was that I've asked, you know, I really respect the opinions of the people that are close to me, you know,
yeah,
my mom and my dad and my friends, but they all, you know, all have like a, nobody wants you to move away, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, deep down.
Yeah, they all want you close. I get that.
Yeah, exactly. So, and even like my work colleagues, you know, to get an opinion of somebody that really doesn't know me and is just doing it out of what their experiences have been like and things like that.
For sure. Yeah, no, I understand that. So I'll give you my back before we get started, before you ask anything, I'll give you my background on school so you have a better understanding of where I am. So growing up, I didn't have the most money. My parents were below average living, so it was definitely not even an option for me to go to like a prestigious school or a school or a university or anything like that, or travel for it. So I went to college, and I went to my local college, and I studied there, and it was a pretty cheap tuition, and so that was kind of a huge decision for me. My program, I still applied everywhere. I applied everywhere because I wanted to know if I even was capable. It was literally for my ego. It was for my heart and my soul. Can I do this? And so I applied for every media program. I applied in Vancouver. I applied in LA. I applied everywhere. And I got in everywhere. But I couldn't afford to go. So I just went to my school, which is Algonquin College. So that's kind of like my history with schooling like that. So just so you know.
Yeah, well, mine is almost really similar to yours.
Yeah.
Not so much for the financial side of it, more I rather than going. So our sort of education system slightly over here is slightly different to the one in the US and Canada, in the sense that we have universities and that's sort of it. Like they're the main places you go if you want to get a degree. And you finish your compulsory education at the age of 16. And
then, right. It's super quick. Yeah.
Yeah, and then now you have to do another 2 years by law, which is either like your AS levels and your A levels, which you tend to do at the school that you studied previously, or you go and do 2 years at a college, which is what I did.
Yeah.
And I trained to be a chef.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I did that at school for a couple of years, and then I went to college to train to be a chef. And I realized that I didn't really enjoy being in the kitchens quite as much as I thought I would. You know, I love cooking and I love eating food, but, you know, cooking it on a mass scale just wasn't the same. I love to see the faces of the people that were eating it.
Okay.
So then I changed and went to do like front of house, so the service side of it, and really, really enjoyed that. And did some competitions with that and won competitions with that.
That's awesome.
And then when I finished those 2 years, the chance came up to stay at the same place and do a degree in hotel management.
Yes.
Which by that point was where the industry I was working in part time. And it just sort of felt, and I'll be honest, it was the easiest option because at that point I didn't know what I wanted to do with the rest of my life, you know.
Okay.
So, and again, it was a cheap and easy option to do. And I really have loved it, and that's how I've met Paige. And
so is that, and you're doing that currently? That's what accepted that offer.
So it was a three-year course, which I'll finish in June.
Okay.
And the reason I sort of chose that one was so that I could stay at home. I didn't have to move away, like you said.
Yeah.
I didn't have the financial strain of trying to be.
So where are you now? What's the big issue? What's the roadblock?
So that I'm now graduating.
Yes.
And it's where do I go from now? So I have so I really want to move away. Like, I live in a little town. In Northumberland, which is like where Hadrian's Wall, the Roman Wall, was built.
Okay.
And which is like 40 minutes drive from the city where I go to college.
Yes. Yeah, I was 40 minutes away from my college.
Right, yeah. So, you know, doing that every day is a chore and a half.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know,
So what's your question?
So it's do I stay in Newcastle where I'm working now? There's the potential to stay and progress at the job that I'm in, or do I move away? So
I mean, do you already know that you already answered your question?
No.
You already at the beginning of you when I asked, hey, so what's the next step? What's your question? You said I want to move away. That was your first answer. You already gave yourself the answer. Like, here's the thing. You know you can do what you're doing right now, right? You're succeeding at it. You've gotten the job. You're offered. You're doing well in school, I'm assuming, hopefully.
Yeah.
There's no challenge there. So you can either, one, stay in that comfort zone and keep doing what you're doing, or you can listen to yourself at the start of this conversation where you said that you wanted to travel and you wanted to get out of the town that you were in and go do something. Go do it, dude. 100%. Now, obviously, this is just my opinion, but if you're sitting there and you're itching, and like, when you have to think about it like this, you're asking yourself the question, do I want to stay where I am? And you're having trouble with that. That's your fucking answer right there. If you're having trouble even answering that question, then the answer is no, you don't. Otherwise, that would be just, of course, 100%. Right? You're itching to get out of there. And that's why we're having this phone call. The reason why this issue, this problem, this thing on your mind kind of came to light is because it's on your mind. So let's treat it. Let's do something about it. Now, this isn't going to be easy. It's obviously not going to be easy. It's going to be more expensive. Probably. Yeah. Right? So now with that being said, what is it that you want to do?
Well, that's the thing. Obviously, I'd like to leave from where I am in the Northeast and move. You know, I'd quite like to go to London or.
But what do you want to do in London? What do you want to do there?
Use my degree. You know, go into hotel management.
Have you applied anywhere? Have you looked up any places?
No.
Take that initiative. Do that. That's like the first step. Because what's the worst thing that can happen? What, you're going to get, hey, we're not looking for anybody right now. Inquire. Ask questions. It's the best thing you can do. It's going to make yourself stronger. It's going to make yourself smarter in your own field. Because if you're sitting there just in that comfort zone and not, you don't have to do this. You don't have to take any piece of advice that I'm saying. And you don't have to go and travel. But you can ask questions. You can get information. So that way, this is going to make your pros and cons list a lot easier to make. If you are sitting here and being like, oh, I really want to do that, blah, 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 but you have no information on it, how the hell are you going to make your decision? You can't. It's impossible. It's just, you're going to end up in your comfort zone.
Yeah. One thing that I did look at doing was the Canada and UK do like an IEC, so which is where it's like a young person's visa, so you can get 2 years, like an unlimited work visa.
Yes.
And I looked at this. I started to look at this in around Christmas time, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know, the UK. I don't know. I think I just have itchy feet and want to go, but at the same time, it's the other side of the world, man. You know what I mean?
I do. I mean, I have not experienced that, but I understand where you're coming from. I understand what you're saying. And listening. Listening to you, I don't think you're necessarily ready to make the jump. I don't think you're ready to take the leap. I think you have to do a lot more research because you did this in at Christmas time. You should be doing this every day. Search up every single day. Like, it should not hurt you to know things. That should be your drive. The way I think about it and the way, you know, sometimes, some days I don't succeed at my job. I don't have the best day at my job. Sometimes I don't get the phone call I want or I don't get the deal I want. But at the end of the day, if if I don't make myself excited for something in the morning, I'm not going to wake up with that drive that I want. Find that thing that you like, make like keeping you up. What's the thing that like makes you lose sleep? Find that. And once you find that, go for it, dude. Don't let that go. 100% go for it. So if you want to be in hotel management, go be in fucking hotel management. I mean, you've mentioned it enough in this call that you want to get out. You have itchy feet to get out. That's the only thing I'm hearing is get out. Go do it. It's scary. It's going to be scary. 100% it's going to be scary. But I can tell you right now, after traveling for probably 5 years straight, for three of those years, I went every second weekend. Traveling was, one, draining, but two, the best thing about my entire life. I know so much more. I've met so many people. I understand more cultures. I'm aware of what's out there. And I think you could, so there's two decisions you can, there's two ways you can go about this. One, you can stay doing what you want to do and you can bitch about it and we can have this call again. Or two, you can do your research, look more into it, and jump into it. Go for it. Take that leap. Now, that's the you decision. I think those are your two options right there. But before you take that leap, do that research.
Yeah. Has traveling made you, does it make you think, I need to go, fuck it, I'm going somewhere else? Or has it made you want to stay where your roots are? You know, you've experienced all these places, and does it make you want to go back home and think, wow, you know, what I've got here is...
I love where I live. I love Ottawa. It's the best place in the entire world for me. My family's here. Do I love traveling? Yes. After I get off a plane, do I want to go away right away? Not really. But then probably next week, I'm going to be like, oh my God, I got to get out of here. And I do. You know, I don't just think, I just go with it. And obviously, that's totally different financial reasons for a lot of people. But it's changed my life to be more of a yes man and a little bit more spontaneous. Now, like you said, you're not in the same financial bracket as my parents when I was younger. So I think hopefully you have the capability of doing so. And that's hopefully not a question for you or a roadblock for you. So if it isn't, then I think the only worry that you have is, do I want to do this?
Yes.
Right. And if that's your answer, do it. If you're sitting there tomorrow still asking yourself, but maybe I should just stay where I am, second guessing yourself, then I think you made the wrong decision.
Mm-hmm.
Take the jump. Take the leap.
Okay. Thanks, Joey.
I mean, it's a very overwhelming thing to hear because it's like, oh, yes, obviously I need to do this, but there's so much work behind it.
Right.
Make that piss you off. Make that make you angry that there's so much work to do. Because guess what? As you do that work, as you find out that information, it becomes a lot easier. Make it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only way I've always talked to people and they're always like, well, I don't know what I need to do, blah, blah, blah. Well, what are you doing? You're just sitting there and you're asking yourself the question. You're presenting yourself with a problem and giving yourself the same solution. Go try new things. Because you know what? I could be wrong. If you go there, if you decide you want to move away and it's the wrong decision, you don't like it, guess what? You can move back.
Go back.
Home's home, man. Home's a feeling. And you can carry it with you wherever you go. I carry it with me when I travel. I carry it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I assign home with people as well. So my mother is my home. My father's my home. My brother, everything like that. So don't worry about being homesick if you place home inside yourself. Don't worry about that. Just worry about that drive and where it's coming from and where it's taking you. How old are you?
21.
Oh, man. I'm turning 23.
I'm turning 22 in May.
There you go. We're pretty close. I'm April.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
okay.
You have so much fucking time. There is absolutely no rush. So take your time, think about it, do your research, get information, and then make your decision. Because if you're just sitting here, and if you're just sitting on your couch, on your phone, being like, texting your friends and be like, oh, yeah, I don't know what to do. I might just stay here. I might not. I don't know. You're not going to figure out anything right there. Mm-hmm. Right? Go experience those things. Do it. I think it would be very good, and especially at this age, you're probably at the age where you can do the most.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's a...
That's the thing, like, you know, so the place that I'm working at the moment has potentially put me something for when I graduate. But, you know, it's a case of do I take that now, or do I think, you know, do I just cut it and run and go somewhere else and, you know, I've only been there 2 years, so I can rebuild that in another two. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. I had a job coming out of my college too. I had to do an internship, and I worked at a job, and they offered me a full-time job, full-time salary, the best salary that they had, because I was good at what I did. I worked in media, and I was filming and everything like that. I said no. Why did I say no? Because I looked at that future, I looked at tomorrow, and I was like, do I want to be here tomorrow? Do I want to be in this office working with these people tomorrow? Do you want to go back to school tomorrow?
No.
Exactly. Do you want to be where you are right now tomorrow?
Not really, no.
Well, there's your freaking answer. Yeah. Right? I mean, I try to make this as friendly as possible, and I want you to understand that you have your answer. It may not be, we always do, it may not be the most visible thing right now, and that time will help. Intel will help figuring stuff out, searching, researching, everything that will help. But it will become more visible very, very soon. And I promise that. It just takes some time and it takes some effort.
And it probably just takes that push as well. You know, that somebody like yourself talking and telling it straight. You know, but like, it's serious, you know.
Yeah.
The unbiased opinion of somebody that really... you know, doesn't know anything apart from what they hear and the facts that they get told. You know what I mean?
100%. What I do every single day to create my content, and as it's not the most watched content in the world, is I get mad at myself. I'm like, I want to yell at people. I want to get this out there. I want to get my message out there. And if you want to work in hotel, it's very different things, but if you want to work in hotel management and you want to go and it's making you mad that you're not doing that, do it. You're yelling at yourself from the inside. That's it. That's, well, now you've only given me a small amount of information, but from what I've heard, I think you're pretty eager. But I also do think you need to do a lot of research to kind of make sure that that is the best option for you financially, mentally, spiritually, everything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, hopefully my insight and my opinion helped you in that way.
It has.
Awesome. Cool.
Thank you.
No worries. No worries at all.
How are you doing anyway?
I'm doing pretty good. My life is about to change in a little bit. So guys, that is it. I cut it there. I apologize if you wanted to hear how my life has been. My life is about to change in a little bit, and I'm very, very thankful. And a lot of that is because of you guys. I have a huge interview coming up on Thursday, and I can't wait to share it with you. I'm very, very nervous for it. And I have another interview on Wednesday. There's a lot of stuff I want to share with you guys, and hopefully you are willing to read it and check it out. But anyways, stay you, stay beautiful. And if you guys want to be featured on this and hear this and listen to the podcast and everything like that and be featured or ask your questions or you need advice or opinions, comment down below. And thank you very much for being and donating to Patreon and everything like that. You guys are amazing. Stay you, stay beautiful, and talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.